Welcome to the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
A couple of text messages here. Garner, you were talking yesterday about the least fun town. When I was a kid, they banned Halloween in my hometown. We were still allowed to have parties in our classrooms at school that day, but they outlawed trick-or-treating. There was a 7 p.m. curfew that night. It was hilarious because no one obeyed the curfew, and there were record numbers of kids out trick-or-treating. My mom even set herself up on the front steps of our house with a giant bowl of candy to make sure that everyone got candy that year. Mom sticking it to the man. That's from Deb. Thank you, Deb. Garner, no fun town? When I was in high school... Well, this is awful. When I was in high school, the town council made it mandatory for girls to wear t-shirts over their bathing suits at the public pool. It was a great way to make teenage girls feel great about their bodies. What a dump. Mandy.
This is the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
So, I messaged you guys on Facebook. I don't know if you got it. You know how you like Bodie McBoatface?
No, Bodie McBoatface has been done to death. Like, the original story was hilarious, yes.
Okay, well, there's another one that they asked somebody to name some stuff. You have to read it. It's freaking hilarious.
But is it a play on Bodie McBoatface?
No, it's way worse.
Oh, can you say it?
I can't remember it all. It was really long. Like, itsy bitsy teeny something about a truck. I don't know. You have to look for it. It's very funny.
Okay, I'll go look for it. What, you sent that this morning?
Yeah, I sent it last night on your Facebook Messenger. I don't know if that's the same for you.
Yeah, how many unread messages do we have in Facebook Messenger right now, Bryce Kelly?
Oof. Dozens, maybe.
Oh, okay. We're doing the Unread Messages Hall of Fame on the show here this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. How many unread messages on your phone?
On mine?
Yeah.
None.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here, I'll read it to you. Just a minute. You ready?
It's okay. We'll look at Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, why hasn't anybody talked about the rescuer that died rescuing those Thai boys? Is that a fake?
Because we talked about that last week when it happened, and yes, that's a tragedy, but today is about triumph.
No, and that's great. I just was wondering if it was fake news or not.
No.
I didn't hear about it anywhere else.
A diver died during the rescue effort.
Okay. Very sorry for his loss.
Okay, hang on a second. Putting you on hold. So, the Garner Andrews Show Unread Messages Hall of Fame, Bryce Kelly. I was having some thoughts, though, because it's one thing to have a lot of unread emails, because like you just said a second ago, it might be spam, it might just be stuff you signed up for, and nobody's feelings get hurt if you don't reply to those. But it's a special breed of cat that doesn't reply to text messages and Facebook Messenger messages.
Yeah, those ones are a little more private, a little more intimate.
They're personal.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Garner. I heard your guys talk about overloaded messages and, yeah, and not getting back to people.
Yeah, the Unread Messages Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I not myself. I'm not that social. But my wife works for the Alberta government, and her email quota gives me anxiety, her just talking about it. lots of times she'll get home at the end of the day, and she'll say she has a few emails to sift through while we watch a show or something. And it's usually like 1,100, like 1,250 emails. And I have, and like in a day, from like 9 a.m.
That's actually, it's kind of sad when you think about, you know, your wife working a full day and now she's sitting on the couch and you guys are watching House Hunters International and she still can't break up with her job.
Yeah, exactly. She'll have her like wine and cheese dinner and put a little dent in it, and you'll get it down to 600 so she's not like flabbergasted the next morning.
It is weird though. Like the expectation though is there that she will go home and she will take care of that on her own time.
Yeah, very much so. And she'll even see people in real time on her team tackling other emails or side projects at 11 o'clock or 12:30, and it's just status quo.
Yeah. When is it that we all just go down to the river and throw our phones in? Which I guess is
when your kids do it for you. I think that's
yeah. Which that's again, environmentally irresponsible. I'm just using it as a metaphor for getting back to our real lives.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, what's your name?
Phil.
Phil, have a good one. Okay.
You as well. Thank you. Have a good morning.
There goes Phil. So Bryce, you put a post up on the Sonic Facebook, right?
Yeah, we've already gotten a few responses of people just posting screen caps of their phones.
Uh-huh. How's it looking? I've got 6,161 unread emails on my phone. Well, is that adorable now?
It's adorable now. Oh. Jennifer posted one. Unread emails sitting at 18,345.
Ooh, nice work, Jen.
But then all of a sudden, Taylor came out of nowhere. And unread emails, he's sitting at 22,832.
Oh, we can do better than that.
Oh.
That just really gives you the heebie-jeebies, doesn't it?
I hate that so much.
When I flashed my phone in front of your face, it's like I just showed you, I just opened up a bag of snakes and made you peer inside.
I hate it. I hate those little red bubbles with the numbers in them. So mine is clean.
Zero?
Zero.
Really? Nothing at all?
I might not read them all. Like, they might get deleted, but I keep my inbox clean.
Okay.
Even my work one here, I only have like 18 emails in it because I just keep turfing ones I don't need.
Do you read them all?
Nope.
Oh. That's expert level right there.
Garner!
It's the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Podcast.
Yesterday afternoon, grandson popped by Sonic. Brooklyn toured him around the building. At one point, I think Brooklyn gave him a dollar out of her own pocket. That's how much she cares. She gave grandson a dollar and said, spend it on whatever you like in Sonic's vending machine, Eddie Vendor, right there in the front lobby of the radio station. I'm dying to know, just like you are, what did grandson spend his dollar on?
We are at Eddie Vendor.
We sure are.
Yeah.
Incredible. What do you recommend? You got anything?
It's pretty much all garbage, so.
Yeah it's just, you hyped this vending machine up, so
yeah,
I really
we have some stickers, some Scotch mints.
I'm gonna get the stickers, where are those?
Bubbles. Well, it's an Edmonton Eskimo sticker.
Oh, I'll get it.
Noodles.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. Whatever you'd like, the world is your oyster.
Should I? Yeah, but I don't think we have hot water for noodles right now. Yeah.
There's some sponges.
I'm going to get this gum. I'm going to get E1.
E1? This is exciting. But what is E1?
Unreal.
There it is. The Thrills gum.
Wow, it's purple.
Grandson loves Thrills gum.
Garner.
This is the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You're just rolling like a hedgehog, hey?
What?
You're rolling like a hedgehog, like Sonic, like a Sonic hedgehog.
Oh, I know who this is.
No, you don't. What's my name?
Starts with the letter M.
What part of it? Yes.
Well, your first name starts with the letter M, right?
How do you spell it?
I don't know, but did I just guess what your name is?
Yes.
Okay.
What's my name?
It's Michelle.
No, it's Mama B. Or what? Mama B. Gemma when I play.
It's what?
Mama B. Or Mama B. Gemma when I play.
When you play?
Yes, I'm a musician.
Oh, okay.
How's your day going?
Good.
I have a complaint about TELUS. I'm from Red Deer, and I'm trying to get through to...
Well, hang on a second. First of all, just hang on. You understand that I'm not the TELUS complaint department, right? Like, you understand that I'm just a guy.
I understand that, sweetheart,
sitting.
And I'm a fellow DJ as well, so I appreciate what you do.
Where do you DJ?
I used to back in the day. Right now, I do fundraising, and we're going on the Canada Ball Run.
Okay, which is like the Cannonball Run, but...
Very much so. You ever seen that show? How old are you?
I'm 150.
Only
well,
anyone.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
You're like a...
Am I inquisitive?
You're like a pit bull on the end of a leash. It's hard to talk to you because you just feel like you can't have a conversation because you're ready to zig at any moment.
I'm better than Sketchy the Squirrel. Seriously.
Okay. What's going on in your real life? Let's dig a little deeper here. Stop for a second. What's got you so sketched out here?
Do I have to pay for this conversation?
Pardon me?
Do I have to pay for this conversation?
Oh, no, you don't have to pay for this. This is...
You're better than a therapist. Oh,
well. Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. I got to put you on hold here.
Okay.
Okay, you sit over there for a second. So while Mama B was talking, we Googled Canada Ball Run, and we can't find anything about it. Cannonball Run comes up over and over again, but nothing about an outlaw Canadian version of the road race where you race from one end of the country to the other. Is it called something else? Or is Canada Ball Run code for something else that I'm too naive to understand? Is there a race like this in Canada? School me, please. 423-1029 is the phone number. Okay, we're getting set up for it. Brand new metric is coming up right after Pearl Jam on Sonic.
It's Garner! 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 Garner!
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
I wish I was a Sonic Rock Tour winner. Everyone would be so proud of me.
Another day, another wrong answer on the Sonic Rock Door. It was Paul's turn today. We opened the door. He guessed Arcade Fire, Everything Now. That's incorrect. So tomorrow morning at 8:20, the Rock Door is worth $812. Come and get your money.
Tune in to the Garner Andrews Show weekdays at 8:20 to take your shot at the Sonic Rock Door jackpot.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Good morning, Garner. How are you?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. Hey, didn't you go to Mexico in the spring?
Did I go to Mexico in the spring?
Yeah.
Well, maybe late February, early March. Yeah, I was there.
And did they have any straws?
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Yes, they had many, many straws.
Okay. In April, when we went, the resort had just gotten rid of the last box.
So Mexico's on board?
Mexico's on board. And there's actually whole countries that are on board, but I don't know which one. I don't remember now, but
yeah,
there are whole countries that are on board.
Well, I'm all for it.
I am too.
Yeah, especially when, you know how when you're at a table and everybody orders a regular Coke, but three people order Diet Cokes, and they always put two straws in the Diet Cokes?
Yeah.
So that makes no sense. Why wouldn't you put two straws in the regular Coke? Because there's only one of those instead of doubling down on three Cokes.
Or have different colored straws so that you can differentiate between diet and
Yeah, mixture. Yeah, okay. Thanks for this. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
I don't know about this Canada Ball Run, but a friend of mine did this race where they flew out to Nova Scotia, and then they had to buy a vehicle for $500 and then race it back to Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah, and so there was like about four groups. And this was the first year they did it, and they did it as a charity. They're doing it. He works in the U of A research for diabetes. And so they were doing it as a fundraiser. This was their first year. They got four people to do it. And so next year, there looks like they've got like 10 or 12 groups are going to do it. So
okay, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm going to send Bryce Kelly.
You're going to send Bryce Kelly? There you go.
Yeah.
Two people. And then, you have $500 to buy a vehicle. And it's got to make it back across the country.
He will hate every second of that, and that's why I'm going to make him go. Remember that one time we told him early in the morning that he was driving down to Anaheim?
Yeah, that was just a hit for him, wasn't it?
That's going to seem like nothing when he has to drive back from Nova Scotia. Okay, I hope he just... Okay, I got to keep this a secret.
Oh, okay.
Is it open? Like, can anybody take part in this?
Well, they just, like, they did it about 3 months ago, so I think they're planning to do it next year. So it's a year, so it's like, you know, kind of April, May next year is when it'll go.
Okay, if the organizers are listening, make sure you send me an info packet, because I'm going to register Bryce, and then I'm going to announce to him that day that he's going to Nova Scotia, and he's going to be all like, oh my God, I've always wanted to see Nova Scotia. And then I'll tell him, there's a catch.
There's a catch. Oh man, I know the organizer, I'll get him to send you an info packet.
Okay, hey Jason, thank you, buddy.
Hey, talk to you later.
Ooh, this is exciting. You know, I'm also going to, because they got to drive back from Halifax. I'm going to send some passengers, too. I'm going to send a diehard Oilers fan, like maybe the president of the Oilers fan club, that Oilers Nation guy, because he will love that. And I think back a few years ago, there was a bunch of us just floating around in the ocean. We were on one of those sonic trips, and there was 10 or 12 of us and just going around the circle. If you could just punch one person right in the face, who would that person be? Bryce's was Phil Kessel. So Phil Kessel will be in that car as well. Oh man, I'm looking forward to this. I hope Bryce heard none of this.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Garner!
So I'm a couple days late on this topic, but I've been marinating on it, and I just had to call you. You're talking about Shemanis the other day and their no sidewalk chalk ordinance.
Yeah, well, no sidewalk chalk, no road hockey. No, you can't even ride a bike on that street now.
That's ridiculous. So I grew up on Vancouver Island in a small town. Shemanis is also a small town, but a pretentious small town. Now, if I asked you what Shemanis was world famous for, would you know?
Yeah, the murals.
Oh, you actually know this?
Well, yeah, because I used to live out there. I lived in Victoria.
Oh, there you go.
And we used to drive up. My wife and I would, just on a Sunday out of boredom, we'd drive up to Shemanis and go stand there and look at those murals. And then we'd get some ice cream and then go, glad we don't live in Shemanis, and we'd go back to Victoria.
But the fact that they build them is world famous when they're C-plus murals at best.
C-plus?
Come on. World famous. I lived an hour away and I had no intention of seeing them at any point in my life.
I sort of feel like, though, that after Shemanis put up all those murals on the sides of their buildings, it started to catch on everywhere. And now even places like, you know, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan has murals on their buildings.
Merritt, BC has it too. Yeah, they started putting them up there. But I think it's just a close your eyes and throw a dart and try to make something for the, you know, to try to get something known for in the city.
I will bring up my beloved Moose Jaw again. I love that town. I absolutely love Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. But they've hitched their way. They've gone all in on a rumor that Al Capone may have once set foot in their town back in the 30s.
That's what they're hanging their hat on.
Yeah, that's the entire town. The chassis, the economic chassis of Moose Jaw now is Al Capone.
Wow, that's a close your eyes and shoot.
Yeah. Hey, what small town on Vancouver Island are you from?
I grew up in Cumberland.
Cumberland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, the ideals of someone from Cumberland, some Shemanis, are probably at opposite ends of the Vancouver Island spectrum.
Well, to Shemanis, Cumberland was the wrong side of the tracks, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. We're no murals there. We're just known for the lucky logger.
Yeah, and hard work and a good solid work ethic.
Garner,
this is the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
You guys were talking about places where you can go and partake of the herb. Different events.
In particular, we were talking about, like, if you go to a music festival and they have the beer garden over here, what do you call the area where you can go and smoke your delicious pot?
Somebody's probably already said Cabbage Patch.
The Jazz Cabbage Patch is pretty good.
Or Designated Green Space.
Solid. Are you the president of pot?
Oh, no.
The Prince of Pot. That was. Is your name Mark Emery?
No. Although if there was a lot of money that went with it, sure, why not?
The public green space is pretty good. Like, I can see going to a festival. I don't partake. I find life just sort of weird enough. But I can see people going, oh, man, I'll meet you over in the public green space. That kind of makes sense. I like this idea.
Yeah. I kind of like Cabbage Patch, because then you could have, Cabbage Patch Gang, Cabbage Patch Kids.
And nobody will take it seriously if you call it the Jazz Cabbage Patch. But the public green space, it's not as on the nose as the Cabbage Patch is. Public green space is sort of like, oh, that sounds like a delightful area to spread out my checkered picnic blanket and remove a selection of cheeses from this wicker basket and have a picnic with the girl I'm courting.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, what's your name? Because I want you to get credit for public green space when that is adapted as the name for the weed garden.
Well, it's Richard.
Okay, Richard. You have a good day today, okay?
You too.
Okay. What I just described there is a typical Sunday afternoon for you and your best girl, right?
Oh, totally.
The picnic basket and everything?
Oh, yeah. Just lay down my finest blanket.
Now, do you take a cheese wheel or do you pick out a bunch of independent selections of cheeses?
It's a full-on charcuterie board.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I just find the best spot in front of the prettiest pond. Then I pull out an acoustic guitar and just let the afternoon take me away.
Now, can you, what would you start with on your acoustic guitar? Little Afternoon Delight?
I think I go into a little acoustic Enter Sandman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
It's Garner! Garner! Garner!
Garner!
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Music news you can use on Sonic 102.9.
Here's Bryce Kelly.
It's Wednesday, July 11th, and this is What's Up. Was new music overload today as we got new stuff from a couple big bands, including Metric. They've been teasing a new single for July 12th, but decided to drop it a day early. Their latest is called Dark Saturday, and it's the first taste of new stuff from them in a couple years. We don't know much about this new album just yet, but the song will be available to stream starting at midnight tonight.
Sonic.
I can't believe how much
Also releasing new music today was 21 Pilots. There's been lots of speculation lately, but today they released not one, but two new songs. Both are off an upcoming album called Trench, which is going to come out reportedly October 5th. The songs are called Jumpsuit and Nico and the Niners, and both can be heard at sonic1029.com.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
You need to put your thinking cap on for a second. Do you have one? I'm going to ask you a little question here. I don't have a prize for you, but I want to see if you can figure something out here. I'm just sitting here reading a new survey. It's never an old survey. It's always a new survey. This was done in the UK of 100 women. And it finds that 99% of them would not want to be seen in public, this is at a pool or a beach, with their male partner if he was wearing a Speedo. So in conclusion, according to this survey, almost 100% of women hate Speedos. Or is this like how we always see in TV commercials, especially around Christmas time? TV commercials have taught us that everyone hates fruitcake. Also taught us that everyone hates their mother-in-law. Is the Speedo thing real truth or is that TV truth? Now, this is the part where I ask you a question and I see if you can figure it out. You know what was second on the list of articles of clothing that people really hate? See if you can guess. And it's not socks with sandals. That seems like a slam dunk. But it's not number two on this list. You can text us 10029. What is the second thing, the fashion thing, that women hate the most? I'll put you on hold for a second and see if you can figure it out. Okay. I guess we're back. The second item on the... No, nobody guessed it. Holy cow. A lot of people hate fedoras, apparently. Backwards ball cap? No. Saggy-ass pants? No. T-shirt in a swimming pool? No. Cargo shorts? No. Fedora, fedora, fedora. Fanny pack? Tucked-in T-shirt? Bike shorts? Oh, look at this. One person got it right. One person. Your phone number ends in 97. The correct answer, put it on the board, Amber. Crocs. That was number two on the list of fashion items that people hate the most. Congratulations. Enjoy your no prize.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Garner Andrews Show podcast. Check sonic1029.com for more.
Hey, it's Garner. Why are you still here? Don't you have a job or a friend? And if you don't, I apologize if that's insensitive. Anyway, while you're still here loitering and looking all shifty, let me tell you about a new podcast called The Big Story. It's a daily news and everything else podcast featuring some of the biggest names in Canadian journalism, and it's hosted by Jordan Heath Rawlings, a guy that's been lobbing questions at smart people for more than 15 years. The Big Story, get it now, fresh off the podcast showroom floor.